Francesco Farioli's journey in football began in Barga, Italy, where he was born and raised. He embarked on his academic pursuits in philosophy before delving into the realm of sports science during his university years. It was during this time that his passion for football coaching began to take shape. Starting off as a goalkeeper's coach with Margine Caprivi, Farioli quickly made strides in his career. His expertise saw him moving through the ranks, serving as a goalkeeper's coach for clubs like Fortis, Juventus, and Lecce's, before eventually landing a position with the prestigious Aspire Academy in Qatar, where he worked with the Qatar under-16s team. Having been mentored by the esteemed Roberto Di Zerbi, Farioli became an integral part of the emerging Italian coaching cohort. This association paved the way for his tenure as the goalkeeping coach at Benevento and Sassuolo before his appointment as the manager of Nice. Farioli's managerial journey continued to soar as he took the reins at Turkish club Fatih Karagümrük before moving on to Alanyaspor. However, it was his move to League One side Nice that truly showcased his managerial prowess. Nice, known for nurturing new coaching talents like Patrick Vieira, saw Farioli making an immediate impact, guiding the team to an impressive second place in the League One table in his debut season. Tactical acumen defines Farioli's approach on the pitch. He emphasizes the synergy and movement of his wide players, strategically positioning fullbacks and wingers to create overloads and exploit spaces in the opposition's half. Farioli's attacking philosophy revolves around having multiple players behind the opposition's defensive lines, working cohesively to open up channels and create goal-scoring opportunities. In defensive transitions, Farioli's team employs an aggressive pressing strategy, aiming to regain possession swiftly and launch counter-attacks. Once in possession, they prioritize forward passes to exploit spaces in the final third, with a focus on efficient ball circulation and quick decision-making. Key to Farioli's attacking strategy is the involvement of midfielders like Sanson, who exploit the gaps between defenders to create scoring chances. With a keen eye for exploiting spaces and executing swift attacking transitions, Farioli's tactical approach epitomizes modern football's emphasis on dynamic play and strategic innovation. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.